in here. Thank you.
I'll just say you want a couple of questions.
Neil, you got the ball there.
It's not going to leave me for a while. I'm really happy to have this national team goal. Everyone deserves a good performance by the boys. I thought we moved the ball really well. And in the 4 moments, we controlled the game, and I thought from front to back, everybody was solid.
Did you see the goal go in? You were kind of falling backwards.
I tackled it, and then I seen it hit the post and go in. So sigh of excitement and enjoyment.
Neil, what did you think of the team's defensive structure, especially with Kamal on the left and Richie on the right?
It was really comfortable. We came into camp knowing that Kamal has been playing some of his club minutes at fullback, and Richie has excelled at TFC in that position. But we came into camp knowing that they have all the qualities, just get them into the structure and where we wanted to play them and where they need to be at all times. So a lot of tactical work, and I thought they were both really good today.
And to Neil, then, just describe what you remember of the goal, and were you giggling after it went in?
Oh, I was laughing. The fact that we wanted to make sure that when we lost the ball, we got back possession really quickly. So I was pretty high up on the pitch, and I think first pressure was me and Kyle, and we were able to get the ball back, and it came across from Oso, and then, yeah, I just wanted to put it in.
Neil, John said that yourself and Mark Anthony have really stepped up into the role. What do you see as your responsibility?
Leading the right way, knowing that my voice and my presence is felt throughout the locker room. Leading by example and not by just talking. I feel like I have a lot of experience when it comes to football and playing and understanding situations. So just kind of putting my arm around a couple of boys and just making sure that they know that they have like a big brother on the team, and that we're holding everybody accountable to the standards that we want to keep here at the national team. Mark has been excelling at LAFC, and you can see the play that we're coming. Yeah, we just want to keep growing, and this team has a lot of potential, but it has to be day to day.
You've gone through so much in your career, injuries, moving clubs, things like that. Do you feel now that it's finally paying off in a way you should?
I'm not taking my foot off the gas. I have a lot of work to continue to do. I missed a lot of football in those years that I was injured, so I always feel like I'm chasing and replacing. Like I said, it's never a sprint, it's a marathon, and we're just going to continue to keep working. And we trust John, and he's giving us that leadership role. So we take it with both hands as he's challenging us.
So a special night tonight?
Tonight's a special night because I thought that we defended really well, and we brought new levels to the way that we want to play and how aggressive we want to be. And to score from that exact moment of pressure, it's a good feeling.
To big jump up in class from Cuba to the U.S. Do you feel that you guys can bridge that gap?
Of course, you know, we have quality within this team, you know what I mean? We talk about a team, and you know, it sounds like you guys are already putting that game to the U.S., which is in a month or 3-4 weeks from now. These are the games that we have to win together. We're not overlooking Cuba because we still have one more match to go for that Tuesday. So we're going to deal with that first, and then when time for the U.S. comes, we're going to take that.
What would you like to see on Tuesday from this team? Just another 90 minutes?
We're going to push it to another level. We're going to look at what we did poorly and control those moments.
Thanks,
Camille.
Thank
you.
How are you doing, guys?
See you,
I'll find out.